Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
San Jose, what's up, Jason?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
What's up, brother?
I got two things. First one's quick. Everybody's talking about Brock Purdy doesn't have weapons. Agreed, he doesn't have the Avengers, but Stafford would kill to switch rosters with him this week. He still has a great tight end, a good running back, and the key word, good wide receiver. Not great. Ayuk has nothing in common with Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill. I called during the summer, I was mad and said, let him go. He doesn't deserve this contract. Debo has had games where he put the team on his back and said, we're not losing. Let's go. The last game against the Rams, the funeral for the Eagles, the playoff games against the Packers. Ayuk does not have any of those games. He's got a couple moments, but he is not that dude. And that's why I was mad, and the Niners are going to regret this contract. I'll get your feedback off the air.
The Niners are going to regret this contract. Wow. Wow.
Why do we always say the Avengers?
I'd never say it.
No, everyone always says that. Like, oh, it's Brock and the Avengers. Like, quite frankly, I think the Avengers are kind of overrated.
Like, well, Captain America, it's Brock Purdy. Everyone likes him. He's the nice guy.
Captain America, like one of the weakest of all of the superheroes.
Whoa, that's a hot take.
No, it's
that's an absolutely hot take. Did you see him fight Thanos?
Okay, give me a break.
Literally one-on-one. He's carrying Mjolnir the hammer. Like, come on, Shaz.
I'm taking Justice League and the X-Men over the Avengers.
No one likes Justice League.
Yeah, no one likes Justice League.
Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman.
Worst Shasky take of the year.
I'm taking
Captain America over Superman. And you know what? That new Captain America movie looks sick. It looks sick.
I think he's garbage.
Oh, my gosh. He did fight that. I watched that movie. I was in the theater for that movie. He gave Thanos everything he could handle. We would have had a funeral for Superman if he fought Thanos.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just saying.
The realest thing you've ever said.
It's true. The Infinity Stones are like magic.
I'm taking Cyclops, Wolverine. I'm taking the whole crew of X-Men over the Avengers.
I think a lot of people will take X-Men. I'm an X-Men guy.
Who's
we watch
on
X-Men.
Hulk there?
Yeah.
Hulk? Who's it? Wolverine?
Oh, no. Colossus, probably.
There you go.
We're way in deep side here. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we're really off script. Vinny and Motown. Vinny. And you know what? I'm going to react to Jason in San Jose. We're going to react to him after Vinny and Motown because he says the Niners are going to regret that contract they gave to Brandon Ayuk. And I want your thoughts on that. Vinny and Motown, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? Love the show. Hey, first of all, Marvel over DC all day. We're going Brock Purdy. I don't know why Grant didn't mention Brock Purdy as the it guy. I mean, I don't know if you watched that last drive in the Packer game last year in the playoffs. That looked like an it guy to me, making those throws down the stretch. Or when he went on them off-script plays against Detroit, that looked like an it guy to me. So I don't know. I just think that Minnesota curse is real. We lost that game. Mm-hmm. We haven't won that since I was a kid. I was 10 years old in 92, so I can remember back to that. But I think it has a little bit to do with, in my opinion, the way I feel about it is sometimes I think Shanahan gets in his head on his play calls. I think you see somebody like Andy Reid now who's got Matt Nagy calling some of the plays. It's a shared ability. I think sometimes you just got to let go a little bit. And I know that some of the coordinators, the passing coordinators are gone. You know, the guy in New Orleans is killing it. The guy in Houston's killing it.
It's Slowick.
The system is great. The system is great, right? But when it's not working, that's when it's time to maybe listen in to somebody, say, hey, you know what, like, let's switch it up. And I just feel like he dies on his sword a lot of the times. When it was the Super Bowl against the Falcons and the Super Bowl against the Chiefs and twice, I just feel like sometimes, you know, Tom Brady is an it guy, but guess what? They said, some of those weapons around him, he made those guys into it guys. You know, Edelman isn't, I don't think Edelman's a better receiver than Ayuk, but Edelman was a great performer in the playoffs. That's because that guy was thrown to him. That Tom Brady was getting him that ball, right? So I just feel like that it's a lot of it has to do with Shanahan. I almost feel like he's a micromanager in the sense of he's a great coach, and I love what he's done for us and where he's gotten us prior to, you know, those previous regimes that weren't great. You know, I love the Harbaugh era, and you see he's doing his thing in the Chargers. It's like coaches are great. You know, once in a generation, coaches are great. They come along. I'd rather be in the Super Bowl multiple times than to just be on the outskirts and looking at the playoffs, watching it on my TV like I did for many years when the Niners and everybody was at home. So I'll take him getting us there, but I just think that when they got to get over that hump, and I think that's what it is that hump that Kyle needs to get over, is maybe he needs to bring in somebody that's just, hey, you know, we're doing good on this, we're not doing good on this. And I don't know if he has it. I'm not inside the organization, but I just feel like when I see it sometimes, that when you become a head coach, you've got to oversee the whole team. And he's the offensive-minded guru who loves his scheme. Is his scheme? It's like his baby. And I just feel like maybe another pair of eyes where he's got to sit down and take a look, a deep look, and say. And I don't agree that the Niners have the Avengers. We've had mediocre quarterbacks since Steve Young, right? So when you get a McCaffrey, this is what I hate it when they say the Niners got the Avengers or the Niners got this and that. We have people that want to play for us. It's not our fault that we traded for McCaffrey. It's not our fault that we drafted Debo. It's not our fault that we drafted Kittle and Warner and all these ballers, Greenlaw. That makes it look like we got the Avengers because we're going out there picking up these guys that are just dominating in the system and tearing it up on a week-to-week basis. That's just what happens when you win week in and week out and you're in the NFC Championship games and you're in two Super Bowls in a couple of years. People are just going to say they're stacked. They're fully stacked. Guess what? Some of those guys that left our system, what are they doing on other teams? Do they look like the Avengers then? No.
good call, Vinny. Vinny was on a roll there from Motown. He had time today. I don't get back to Jason San Jose, though. Said the 49ers are going to regret giving Ayuk that contract. Now, could you imagine walking into this game without Brandon Ayuk? You have no Debo. You have no CMC. And say Ayuk's in Pittsburgh or something. And you're starting Juwan Jennings and Chris Golly. And Jacob Cowick, alongside Brock Purdy and Jordan Mason, and George Kittle's your alpha. That would be very intriguing. How much confidence would Niner fans have then?
Well, there's two different questions, right? There's like the now, and then there's the long term, right? you know, do you regret the contract in 2 years is a different question than right now. Like right now, thank God we have him, right?
Yes.
Thank God we have him. But I would have said, again, like, and I'm not saying he's there, but I would have said the same thing about the Giants rotation when they had Barry Zito year one, you know? So let's see where we're at a couple years from now. That's the only way to kind of, you know, tell. Early on, it felt like, oh, Javon Hargrave, great free agent signing. Year later, how are we feeling? Not good.
Not good at all.
Now, I've said it from the beginning. I don't think it's good business to pay two wide receivers $30 million a year. We could argue about who's good, who's not good, how much they're making, whatever. Like, from a team-building strategy, I don't think it's the most sound, especially when you're a run-first team. And if you look at his career, he averages a little over four catches a game, right?
Yep.
Four and a half catches a game. Now, there's productivity there. There's a lot of productivity. I understand what the market costs when it comes to these wide receivers. But I look at someone like, and I'm pointing at this guy. He's a first-ballot Hall of Famer, I believe, Mike Evans. Why is Mike Evans a first-ballot Hall of Famer? Because before Brady, with a bunch of guys that no one would line up to have be their quarterback, right. Jameson being one of them, he put up godly numbers. Then Brady showed up, and he put up great numbers, and they won a Super Bowl. After Brady, he's still putting up great numbers. You know, Mike Evans is a first-ballot Hall of Famer. You know, there's no other way around it. We will find out over a stretch of time what kind of numbers Brandon Ayuk throws up.
But it also,
they're better with him, though.
They're better with them, but it's also with the way they play. Like Tampa Bay, during Mike Evans' career, have they had a great running game with those mediocre
not
quarterbacks?
Really.
Yeah, not really.
But they've
right?
never been a run. Like they had Dirk Cutter,
right.
And then they got.
They
in
tried
Brady.
To throw the ball.
They
which,
were never a run right. first team, but that goes right. back to team building.
Right.
This is never going to be a unless things
that's
change.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It's never going
to
be a pass first team.
Mike Evans, they were pass happy for a long time, but they didn't really have a running game, and they didn't win a lot of games before Brady. That was an underachieving team in Tampa Bay for a long, long time.
It was the high watermark.
Right. They were an underachieving team for a long, long time. So, you know, when you think about what this system produces and what they want to accomplish, Shanahan makes it he tells the world, we want to get to 30 carries. And this is why we see, that's why I thought it was so impressive last season that Ayuk produced the numbers that he produced, because the Niners were third to last in pass attempts. The teams who were below them, Detroit and Baltimore. Then it was the Niners. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, when you got Deebo and Kittle and McCaffrey out the backfield and you have Juwan Jennings emerging and you have Brandon Ayuk, to produce those numbers with those limited amount of opportunities, that impressed the hell out of me. It was like, wow, he made the most of his opportunities. So to your point about, hey, it may never happen here where he gets those type of targets. Well, in games like this and one-off games like this, when you are shorthanded, these are the games we expect you to have a Deebo-like performance. I want to see an 8-for-8 like you did at Pittsburgh when you had 8 catches on 8 targets and cooked Patrick Peterson not for one touchdown but 2 touchdowns. These are the games where you could say, I can be Mike Evans if my team needs me to be Mike Evans. That's what I want to see for Brandon Ayuk. And look, this guy is a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying be Mike Evans like for like.
Comment.
But I'm saying, you know what? The alpha dog in the passing game. Third down, money down. I need to hit you. I need to find you. Can you be that guy for me today? I'm going to see that on Sunday from Brandon Ayuk. Because overall, you're right. The Niners are never, Shanahan's never going to not be a run first guy. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah, and I look at like the body of work for how they play offense. Only Debo's the only guy I could think of like, oh, we're going to run 12 to 15 plays for this guy some way, somehow, outside of running back, right? And that's just never, they've never been a team that does, hey, we're targeting Jalen Waddle 13 times today. Hey, we're throwing to Stephon Diggs 15 times today. It's not who they are. And now, could they evolve over time? Time will tell. But it does feel like they always revert back to playing a certain brand of football. And then you look up and you're like, wow, Jennings on a 2-year dirt cheap deal. He just always makes plays. And it's great value because he's only making, you know, $6 or $7 million. And look, he comes through with big first down catches. And I don't know. I think it's going to be really hard, Bonte. I'll just come out and say it. It's going to be really hard for him to earn the money in the eyes of many. I think it's going to be really hard. He had a great year.
So what does he need to do to earn the money? More all-pro teams, 1,500 yards, 11 touchdowns. Like, what are we talking here? What's going to satisfy? I guess that's the next question for the fans out there. 888-957-9570. What justifies Brandon Ayuk's contract? What does he have to do in your eyes? Is there a number? Is there a stat? What does it have to be for Brandon Ayuk to justify that contract?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know either.
Like the cynic in me says, like, he had a career year last year, right? That's what the cynic in me says. The reality is, like, he's been a productive player. Last year, he popped. How much of that was because they had superstars everywhere and teams were running zone against him, and he's perfect for that. Now, when you're going up against a man, like, this is going to separate. Like, we're going to find out some things, I think, over the next couple of weeks about Brock, about the offense and the evolution of it,
yep.
about Brandon Ayuk. I don't think these are independent Brandon Ayuk thoughts. I think these are 49er thoughts. These are like all 49er thoughts.
Let's go to...
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.